Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company. We, your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, I just have to apologize for doing some of the replays here in this summertime. Just so much of the time right now, I seem to be out of pocket and gone. So we do put up some replays, but I hope that you are loving those and getting a refresher on some of the things that we have talked about in the past. Also, please go over to our website, rawdogfoodandco.com, where you can go to our learning center. One of the questions that I get asked a lot is, why do labels say for intermittent or supplemental feeding only? There is a very great, good, long article. It's not that long. It really isn't. But basically, it's going to tell you why. Why do we put, you know, for supplemental feeding only on those bags? Give you a hint. It's just basically because we don't put a bunch of crap in there. Uh-huh. That's right. Supplemental feeding of a fully vitamin, mineral rich, real vitamin and mineral rich food. Go figure. You just have to go figure, right? Also, in the Learning Center, in the beginner section, you guys, there's some great information about the life stage diet myth, because most people think that there's a life stage, you know, well, if my dog, you know, is getting older, what do they need? Yeah, I'm going to say there are some things that they do need when they get older, and that's going to be glucosamine, chondroitin. They need to make sure they're having their omega-3s, probably some vitamin D. So there are some things there, but by and large, it's not as if, okay, I have a mastiff, so they eat this, and I have a chihuahua, and they eat that. You either have a wolf or you have a mountain lion. All right. And then there's also information in there about all of the vitamins and minerals that are actually in the raw diet. And that article in the beginner section is called Amazing Whole Foods, Vitamin and Minerals from the Raw Diet. That is a great, great article. And while you're on the website, take a look at the reviews. Where are those? Look at the top of the websites in the purple band at the top. It will say reviews, product reviews. So feel free to go over there and take a look. We've got tons of reviews coming in from Google, Facebook, reviews about the company, the product. So take a look at those and see what you may want to buy. This one was by Amanda B, and she said, reviewing duck feet, all four of my dogs love the duck feet. Dory, she said, excellent. Our dog is losing weight on this product. Thank you so much. Yes. And then she was reviewing beef blend. That is the 80-10-10. And then Melissa said, this is my favorite box. She was reviewing the PMR Plus Stripe raw box. That's 16 pounds in that box. She said, I like the wide variety and that I can get the pork PMRs in this one. I think this box is the best deal. Great for my growing puppy and my adult who can use the extra calcium and boy, do they love the stinky tripe. They go for it first on the plate. Thank you so much, Melissa. And then this one is from Susan, who is reviewing the rabbit and green tripe. This was funny. She said, if you can't catch one, order one. A rabbit. Dogs gobble it down, no questions asked, and always at their bowls. And they're always at their bowls on time. We humans think it's a bit stinky with the tripe, but that's perfectly fine. Just looks so fresh. And we love those pictures. So take a look at the reviews, will you? And I tell you what we're going to review today. We're going to review Dr. Andy Harper's newest newsletter, and this one is on arthritis. Now, Dr. Andy Harper is a chiropractor, so I think she knows a lot about it. She's a vet chiropractor, by the way, a pet chiropractor. Knows a lot about nutrition, knows a lot about pets, and knows a lot about what makes them stiff and painful. And she says in this article, she says, look, simply put, arthritis is painful inflammation and stiffness of the joints. It's a debilitating condition that affects not only humans, but dogs, cats, horses, and anybody with bones and joints. In fact, dogs in pain is one of the main reasons that people visit the vet. And while it can occur in any dog at any age, arthritis is most commonly seen in senior dogs and large breeds. Now, in this article, she's going to explain to you that there are many, many different types of arthritis, but the most common form is osteoarthritis or degenerative joint disease called DJD. So osteoarthritis occurs. How and when? Well, when the cartilage protecting the bones of the joint is destroyed. So the joint loses its cushion, and that causes friction between the bones, leading to pain and decreased mobility in those affected joints. Now, in chronic cases, inflammation of the cartilage and bone-on-bone rubbing, yikes, ouch, hurts me just hearing her say that. She says that can stimulate bony changes, and those are called spurs, bone spurs, and those form around the joints, and that's got to be super painful, man. Since cartilage has no nerve supply, damage can progress with no outward symptoms at all until the joint is severely damaged and the lubricating fluid has lost its ability to protect the bony surfaces. Okay, so this is where chiropractic care, like what Dr. Andy Harper does, really shines through. As the adjustments that she does, those help maintain a normal range of motion in the joints, and thus maintaining lubrication and joint health. So she answers a question here. She says, look, if your dog has already been diagnosed with DJD, remember what that stands for, degenerative joint disease, can chiropractic still help your pet? Is it worth it? And the answer is yes. Because adjustments don't change bone, but they can reduce the inflammation in the joints, especially those above and below the affected joints. And I got to tell you, I take my Osteopasta to Dr. Andy every single month. So she gets a 45-minute massage from Dana Chick, and then she gets adjusted by Dr. Harper. And it's really amazing how much better she can walk and her mobility. But Dr. Andy says this, she says, by continuing to support the healthier joints in the body, this allows for less compensatory pain. It gives your dog better movement overall and your pet living its most comfortable life. And that is so true. We hate to see our pets uncomfortable. Now, any joint in a dog's body can be affected by arthritis, but the most commonly affected joints are going to be the hips, the elbows, lower back, knees, and wrists. I bet you guys didn't even think your dog had knees and wrists, right? Well, they do. The other less common types of arthritis affecting dogs is inflammatory joint disease. And that's usually caused by an infection such as a bacterial or fungal infection. Maybe it's by some tick-borne disease like Rocky Mountain spotted fever. But she said this type of arthritis can also be caused by underlying defects in your dog's immune system. And that can be hereditary. But factors that contribute to a dog developing arthritis, here they are. Maybe it's just aging, but it could be congenital joint disorders like hip dysplasia, chondrosis, elbow dysplasia, old injuries, repeated trauma to joints, activity levels in working and athletic dogs where they're placing increased stresses on those joints. Here's one of mine, pet peeves, and she says obesity, right? We got to keep those dogs slender. But also metabolic diseases such as diabetes and Cushing's, and feeding a less than optimal diet such as kibble. In this article, and I want to thank her for this, she says, for more information on how and why to feed a biologically optimal raw food diet, click here. And when I clicked there, I couldn't wait to see what else she was going to say. It was my website. I was like, wow, thank you, Dr. Andy. But she says your dog's immune system is very complex and it's comprised of a network of white blood cells, antibodies, and other cells that are made to fight off infections and foreign proteins that are going to weaken the entire health of your animal. So if those cells that are made to fight off bad cells become compromised and can't distinguish the bad from the good cells, they start attacking the good tissues, causing inflammation, and that causes pain in your dog. So most often that is due to poor kibble-based diets that weaken the overall immune system. And I can't say how much I agree with that, obviously, right? We talk about it all the time. But here's somebody else, again, who sees a lot of dogs on a lot of different types of food. And what is Dr. Andy Harper saying? She's saying, feed your dog a species-appropriate diet. Okay. And she goes on to say the food culprits in dog food are pretty much the same as in people food. And that's going to be carbohydrates, sugars, grains. Did you hear me? Carbohydrates, sugars, grains, beans. I know a lot of people that love to give their dog green beans. Peas. That's another one. And overly processed foods. So, she says, look, just like Dr. Jasek, it's really important to read the ingredients on your pet's food just as you would your own. Hopefully you are reading the labels on your own. But you want to steer clear of those ingredients as much as possible. And she says, if you are like me and only want to feed an optimal diet to your pets, then that means not feeding kibble of any kind because there are no high quality kibbles. There's a lot of marketing. Doesn't mean that that is actually true. Now, she says, while your dog can't tell you in human words if and when they're in pain, but here are some ways you can tell if your dog is in pain. One's pretty obvious. If they're limping, okay, if they're limping, then they're in some type of pain. If they're strolling gradually, if they're lagging behind on walks or even hesitant to go on walks, then they're probably in pain. If they have a hesitation or they find it very difficult to go up the stairs, whether that be in your house or your office or wherever stairs are, they're probably in pain. Also, if you notice a reduction in your dog's play, or if they're yelping when they're touched, or they don't want to be touched anymore, okay, then this is probably a sign that they're in pain. And also another thing that you want to watch for is, are your dogs having obvious trouble from getting up when they're lying down or in a sitting position? So we want to take a look at that because that's one of the earliest signs that something is sore or bothersome. So be vigilant. If you think you see something, then you know the sooner you can get your animal in for chiropractic care, the better, and the easier and the faster your pets are going to heal. There are many different types of treatments for canine arthritis. Dr. Andy's favorite happens to be prevention, and I so agree with that. And she said, a few of the most important things you can do is to keep your dog active and at a healthy weight. I see so many fat dogs. But feed them a optimal, biologically correct raw diet. Amen, sister. Make sure that your dog is at a healthy weight, because this is one of the best things you can do. And to keep your dog's joints healthy. And I'm telling you, it's really, really difficult. If you're feeding the right amounts and if you're really watching your dog's body, don't just go by the chart on my site, because dogs are different. Sometimes people will be feeding that 2.5% of the best body weight, or maybe they just put the body weight in there and now their dog's not losing any weight because they're putting the fat weight in there. Regardless, any chart does not take into consideration all factors about your dog. So your eyes and your hands are your best judge. Your numbers from my site on how much to feed a day are starting points. All right. Take a look at, if you're here in Colorado, certainly you can go see Dr. Andy Harper, but go to her site. It's called animalmagiccare.com. She's got lots of great information. She is on Facebook and Instagram. It's Dr. Andy, A-N-D-I, Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R. She is a holistic animal care strategist. Okay, she's a certified animal chiropractor, and she's just a fabulous person. One of my favorite people. All right, everybody, get your dog on a species appropriate diet, just like what Dr. Andy said. Get over to Raw Dog Food and Company today, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Dr. Jasek is with me tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye bye, everybody.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.